Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Bruce Gushus, owner of Dakota Sun Garden Winery out of Carrington, North Dakota.
Well, my name is Bruce Gushus, and I'm with Dakota Sun Gardens Winery out of Carrington, North Dakota. We've had our license to make wine since June of 2010. We make a lot of unique wines. We were just talking about Aronia, or black chokeberry. That's a new very healthy berry. Higher in antioxidants than red grape wine, 5 to 10 times better for your urinary tract than cranberries. There's a pharmaceutical company looking for £1 million of that right now to test against cancers. Another unique one we have that nobody has ever tried is Hascap berry. Hascap berry looks like a football-shaped blueberry. We get tastes of raspberry, strawberry, and blueberry out of the same berry. That fruit wine was named the best fruit wine in America last year, so it's a very, very big seller for us.
How'd you get into this?
I used to be a farmer and a bison rancher, and we lost the lease on the ranch for the bison. We had a lot of fruit planted. We thought about raising the fruit for other wineries, decided it was not lucrative enough. We had been making wine for our family, and they enjoyed it, so we decided, well, we'll take one more step, and that's where we went from there.
Okay. How was the process of one door closing and another one opening? How long did that take?
Well, it took about 5 minutes.
It did? Oh, that's good to hear.
We jumped into the water, and we started swimming. We started making wine as soon as we got our license, and we've started attending these shows, and we have been growing in leaps and bounds ever since.
Now, I know I've purchased one of these in the past, and I'm trying to remember. It was a chocolate? You guys have a chocolate one?
Yes, we make a chocolate raspberry, and I actually had such request for that now we make a chocolate cherry also, so we've been bringing that to a few shows. One of the biggest chocolate wine makers in the United States has discontinued making their chocolate wine, so we've kind of got a little corner on that market too.
I notice chocolate has made its way into gourmet beers now.
Yes.
So they must have taken that market away. Okay.
Well, they're not taking it away. They're supplementing, I guess, just a little different market.
Good way to phrase it. North Dakota, grapes, wine, obviously we're not known for that. Talk about the education process and any PR battles you might have to go through.
Well, your dyed-in-the-wool grape drinkers are a little tough to convince. This last spring, we actually had a big grape grower from Lodi, California. He raised grapes for Gallo and such places, and he stopped by our table in Minot, and he was so shocked at the quality of our wines. He couldn't believe it. He came to North Dakota to go to a granddaughter's baptism, and he said, "I cannot believe it, but I don't understand what an Aronia grape is." He's growing Portuguese grapes and Chilean grapes. And I said, "Well, these are not grapes, these are fruit wines." He said, "I cannot believe it." He said, "It was unbelievable." He raised 360 acres of grapes. I think that would be at least 10 times the whole total of grapes grown in North Dakota.
Do you have a greenhouse or is this outdoor?
It's all outdoor.
What's the season?
Well, you have to have winter hardy fruits. You can't just plant anything. I've been trying to prove the blackberries that they can grow here, and so far the experiment is still in the works, but the blackberries are getting me beat. So.
Is that more of a soil issue or a temperature?
It's temperature. Okay. Yes, definitely.
That's blueberries. I have trouble getting blueberries around here because we're not enough sand in the soil and that sort
of
thing.
Well, blueberries will not grow here because of the soil pH.
Yes.
Now, that's what we say, that the Hascap berry is our alternative to blueberries. And I think it's a very good alternative, very winter hardy, will grow in almost any condition.
And now you do other things than wine as well. I see you've got some syrups and you've got some jams. Talk to me a little bit about those.
Well, we have a lady locally that she takes our wine and makes it into jellies and syrups. She does a very nice job. We do that just kind of as a little sidelight in our winery. As a second, just for something to look, you know, people to take away. And it has no alcohol in it at that point, so their family can use it.
So do you invite people to your winery? Is that, or are you just kind of like...
Well, we have probably one of the largest yards in the upper Midwest, Yards and Gardens. We do yard and garden tours all summer long. We charge $10 a person. We take you on the yard tour, and then you do wine tasting at the end. So the two fit together just wonderfully. We do bus tours. We do all kinds of different things. We have a... We have a very nice business with that, and like I say, that supplements the wine. Most people think that going around and looking at the beds, different flower beds, and drinking wine is a wonderful thing.
Are you guys year-round open?
Well, not really.
Okay.
You know, this time of the year, I have to be making wine as fast as I can to go for the next season again. So,
Do you guys busy all year, or is it like 80% of your business is during the holiday, or how does that work?
Well, we go through a distributor here in Fargo, Northwest Beverage, and they do distribute to Happy Harry's here in town, Bottle Barn Liquors, but I would say that they are 35-40% of our business.
Okay.
The rest of it we sell on our own. We go to these different craft shows, Pride of Dakota, big one craft shows, street fairs, all kinds of things like that, and that's where you can really promote your product because people get to taste your wine and then they can purchase if they like it.
That's an interesting percentage because, you know, I interviewed a guy from St. Cloud. He invented a fish fillet piece of plastic.
Yep.
And he was trying to get into Runnings and Fleet Farm and Walmart because he couldn't sell them at the shows and all these other things, whereas it's exact opposite for you. You're in the big box stores,
right?
But it's a decent portion, but not the lion's share.
When you go into a bottle shop, you don't know what you're buying. Most of our buyers are women, and I always say that women are kind of like crows, they like shiny things. So if you go in and you see 70 bottles of Merlot, which one are you going to pick? You're either going to pick a shiny, pretty label or a unique name. And so the quality of the wine, we can prove to people what the quality of our wine is by sampling at these shows.
How instrumental are these in your guys' business?
Oh, it's huge.
Okay.
How do you advertise in this world? Now, we live 150 miles from Fargo, 145 from Bismarck. We're right in the center of the state, so I have no large markets next to me that I can really just say I'm going to concentrate on Fargo, I could concentrate on Minot. These shows, we go around to the different cities, and like I said before, people can taste the wine, then they go in and they have the residual or the follow-up sales at the bottle shops.
Well, I better let you get back to your customers here. It's really busy here. And Dakota Sun Gardens and Winery, how can somebody get in touch with you or check you out?
Well, we've got a website, either Dakota Sun Gardens Winery or just plain DakotaSunGardens.com, either one of them, www.DakotaSunGardens or the winery. There's a link between the two sites.
All right, let's try that chocolate wine.
Yes.
To listen to the full-length interview with Bruce Gushus, owner of Dakota Sun Garden Winery, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Shaking her tail like the queen of the yard, not minding anyone. But the farmer's wife had set the pot to boil, and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming, the hatchet and a butcher block. But she was too wrapped up strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now some folks dine at the table, others land in the pot. Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street. Cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
many of you are familiar with, like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.